Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. What's up, friends? This is episode 49 of Heezy Life, titled Overcoming Life's Storms. When I was younger, my brother and I and all of the neighborhood kids used to love to play in these giant drainage pipes behind our house. I know that sounds weird or whatever, but they were like these open concrete half pipes that you could slide down or climb up. I mean, they were really fun. Anyway, one day we were playing and this huge rainstorm hit. It was awesome. Like, it wasn't scary. It was super fun. We were soaked and dirty. We were playing in the mud, and we had the biggest grin on our faces when we were met with my mom's shocked face as we entered through the house. I have some great memories of being caught in the rain, like when it was downpouring and Chase and our buddy Peter, we all went wake skating in the rain and the lake, and it was epic. It was so awesome. But I also have some not so great memories, like when I was in Tuscaloosa for that horrid tornado that ripped through our town. There is something so calm yet unpredictable about a storm, and I can't help but relate this to our lives. Do you remember the last time you were caught in a storm? Not a rainstorm, but a life storm. Everything was all bright and sunny, and then bam, you're drenched. Sometimes you don't see it coming. And honestly, those are usually the worst. Life will hit us with these storms that we cannot predict or prepare for. And in those moments, it is so easy to feel swept away. I want to tell you that sometimes it's okay to feel irrational. It's okay to not be okay, to not have it all together. When you're in those moments where you just can't control anything, like, don't try to rationalize it. It just sucks. If you're in a place where you can do this, scream "it sucks," like out loud or into your pillow or something, like do it, because life can be so incredibly unfair sometimes. Something that I'm constantly learning, and I hope I learn this soon, is just that I cannot control what happens in life. We cannot control what happens in life. I love this quote by Hugh Prather that says, "Just when I think I have learned the way to live, life changes." How true is that? Resisting life storms will only intensify them. I repressed feelings for literally years. I was so afraid that if I allowed my true feelings to come out, that honestly, like, I wouldn't make it. That I would be so overcome with sadness and loneliness that I would just rot. But actually, the opposite happened. By allowing myself to feel, I released the tension. I remember this talk by Joyce Meyer where she relates suppressing emotions to a pressure cooker. Like, we have to let the steam out or we're going to explode. And while some storms we cannot predict, there are others that we see from miles away. My mom always calls me when it's thunderstorming, partly because she's a Florida gal and loves them, but mainly because she's a great mom and she wants to check on me. She lives about 30 minutes away, and sometimes I'll get a call that there's a hellacious storm nearby, even though I only see like a few clouds. But that quick heads up has saved me numerous times from being stuck in the rain. How many times have you felt that little ting or warning sign that a life storm is nearby? Maybe waking up on the wrong side of the bed or getting cut off in traffic. Something that starts forming those dark clouds. Pay attention to those warning signs. They are indicating a need for rest or resolution or companionship. We so often brush them aside with, "Everything's fine, I'm good, like it's okay." But deep down, we know that we are not good. Tricking ourselves is not going to solve anything. I really do wonder how often people who say, "I'm good," or "I'm fine," are actually okay. I mean, what would happen if we just stopped? What would happen if we allowed ourselves to outwardly feel and express those feelings? I honestly think that it could change everything. I think it would give us the space to renew our spirit and to make a bigger impact. It's so easy to forget to check in with yourself, but that is the best way to see warning signs that there is a big storm ahead. Be vigilant and take care of yourself. Loving on yourself truly is the best way to beat life storms. Another way that helps me is to allow people in. I know I have such a tendency to rely on myself, to assume that I can handle it all on my own. But when you're going through like difficult times, you really do need people. That community will uplift you. And I pray that Heezy Life can become that community that holds you up when you're feeling tired or scared or unworthy or alone. Because the deep truth is, you are not alone. Let's struggle and laugh and enjoy and work hard together. I'll end with this thought by Joel Osteen. God has brought you through before, and He will bring you through again. Make a decision each day to choose faith over fear. I love you so, so, so much. Thank you for listening. And if you are enjoying this podcast, please share it with a friend so we can keep those good vibes going. Have a great week and keep it easy, my friends.